A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day, and looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them, came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all of these things in her heart. Today's gospel reading seems a bit of an anomaly, given that we're in the month of June. It's one that we usually associate with the Christmas season. But it is where it is because today, in the church, we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And this passage illumines something of Mary's heart. Devotion to the hearts of Jesus and Mary first sprung up in France in the early 1600s, in association with the French school of spirituality, and names like Francis de Sales, John Eudes, Margaret Mary Alacoque, Louis Marie de Montfort. At a time following the Council of Trent, when the church had become tangled in heady doctrinal debates and repeatedly expressed itself in a series of anathemas, this spiritual movement highlighted anew that personal love that God has for each and every individual, and the intense affection and love each person is invited to share in response with God. In some ways, we could say that the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus intends to offer insight into the love of God for humans, and the image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary intends to offer insight into the way we as humans are to love our God. Meeting Mary in the Gospels, especially the infancy narratives of Luke, there's much that we might be able to surmise about Mary's heart. It was an open heart, ready to do whatever God asked. It was a courageous heart, ready to leave the familiarity of Nazareth to traverse the mountains of Judea. It was a joyful heart, where the words of Scripture churned exuberantly until they found song. It was a strong heart, surviving the terrors of birth in a barn far from home. But there are only two times in the Gospel where Mary's heart is explicitly mentioned. One, after the visit of the shepherds, and once in the passage we read today, when Jesus is found in the temple at the age of 12. And in both of these cases, the phrase is similar. Mary took all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary kept all these things in her heart. When Scripture speaks directly of Mary's heart, it describes it as a discerning heart, a reflective heart. It's a heart that doesn't understand everything right away as it happens, but needs time for things to make sense. It's a heart that doesn't jump, that doesn't overreact, that doesn't demand immediate explanation, but lets things be for a while. It's a heart that's comfortable with mystery. The Immaculate Heart of Mary, at its core, is a patient heart. And ultimately, as the French school of spirituality would remind us, this is a clue as to what our own heart should look like in response to God's love. Now that's tough, for in our lives, as in Mary's life, God's way of loving us doesn't always feel a whole lot like love in the moment. God's love comes disguised in awkward and uncomfortable and even harsh realities, like Mary's uninvited guests or her sassy pubescent. I often respond to the surprises of life with sharpness, a flare of anger with a demand for immediate explanation. I can be up in the wee hours of the morning wrestling with scenarios in my mind until they yield some clarity and peace. It's hard to recognize God's presence in the mysteries of life. And then to just allow those things to be mystery for a while, to be okay with things not all being congruent and making sense all the time. The German poet Rilke perhaps summarized the invitation of the Immaculate Heart best when he wrote, "Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves. Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without knowing it, live along some distant day into the answer." Pray this feast day that in imitation of Mary, my heart might grow more patient with its unsolved questions. And I will pray for your heart as well.